This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you have a story, hopefully pulled up in front of you, about some kind of murderous artificial intelligence.
I did bring in something like that, Daryl.
And apparently Google, in a somewhat related story that we'll get to a little bit later, Google is saying that they will not allow the United States military to use their artificial intelligence for murderous things.
Interesting. I think we're going to have a AI race. It will be yet the latest version of the arms race.
Yeah, and
that's my call.
I'm wondering if any of these artificial intelligence things will wind up being put in some of those really scary Boston Dynamics robots.
Probably.
Because I mean, those are the best videos.
And isn't Boston Dynamics owned by Google now?
Is it
really?
I thought it was.
Maybe, Daryl.
It's owned by one of those big giant companies.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I've seen their videos and stuff like that on Facebook all the time. Every time they come out with like a more advanced robot, the thing looks creepier every time.
Exactly. Yeah. What can we do? What can we put out that will really just
freak people out?
I was incorrect. It is owned by the SoftBank Group, which is a large Japanese conglomerate that owns basically everything in the world that's not Amazon or Google.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Huh. Yeah. No, I was just saying that. Like, I can kind of see the positive, like, cool things about like artificial intelligence. Like, how cool it would be to like have a robot, you know, around your house, like do all the things you don't want to do.
Oh, like.
But at the same time,
Rosie.
I think of like, you know, the people that Rosie. Ruin it for everyone and want to use it for like war and things, and it's like, really,
yeah.
You really gotta go and do that. But
yeah, AI in itself. I mean, the idea that we can create machines and computers that can actually do the thinking part of what we do is intriguing. It really is.
And I'm not necessarily a fan of, say, the Alexa or the Google Home or those sorts of things.
I have the Echo Dot.
But I understand that some of the programmers on those things, they're working to where it can answer like a broader range of questions.
Okay.
Yeah. You can ask it like weird things too. Like you can ask it like, oh, like where do you hide a body? It'll tell you like that you can.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever asked your Alexa?
I don't know. Like, you know how like you have friends that have them and everyone asks weird questions, and then when you get weird answers, you share the weird question with somebody else, so then you ask it and then
right. Right.
So that's kind of like somebody told me you could ask it that, and I tried it. It was just something like an industrial park or something like that. It was like
great.
The place that you could.
Just the kind of information we need. My issues with those are it's the spying aspect because both of those companies are in bed with the federal government. So when your voice is recorded and things you say is recorded, that becomes part of the NSA record. And I have an issue with that. But I think the devices themselves, it's a cool idea, the idea of a personal assistant.
And there have been some stories where apparently somebody asked, did you call so-and-so? And then the Alexa or Google Home interpreted that as, call so-and-so. And then there wound up being a call, and the person on the other end wound up hearing this conversation that they weren't meant to wind up hearing.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So there's some recording there, and you know, I'm not a Luddite. I don't just immediately dismiss all new technology, but I'm wary of how far we've come.
Right.
You know, 20 years ago, new technology wasn't just flat out scary. But now that we know, based on the Snowden leaks and other things that have come out, that that, you know, people are willingly putting government spies in their homes, and I have an issue with that.
It's already been 5 years that the Snowden revelations
right?
have been out.
Yep, that was what, the anniversary yesterday or today? Something like that.
I don't remember the exact date, but just thinking, oh, wait, those came out in 2013. It's 2018 now.
Yeah.
That's been 5 years.
Yeah.
So do you have your story pulled up about the murderous AI?
Well, Daryl, I had it pulled up the entire time.
Well, speaking of
AI, I thought you were still booting your computer.
Speaking of anniversary, so it's 3 years that I quit smoking cigarettes. I think that's a pretty good milestone, Chris.
Well,
how much tax money have you saved over those 3 years for not having to pay those tobacco taxes?
Back when I quit, I was living in Massachusetts, and the kind that I smoked, one pack, was about $10.
$10. That's really expensive.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I saved so much money over the last 3 years. Yep. I mean...
Yeah, thankfully I roll my own, therefore I pay about $8 a carton.
Yeah, but still doing the damage to your health.
Well, that's what some people say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if that were true, then the good folks at Philip Morris would be up front with us if it were really dangerous for you.
So let's jump into this AI discussion. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, so when a bunch of geeks are sitting around going, what do you want to do? A bunch of folks at MIT said, hey, what if we feed an AI information from Reddit and now it only thinks about murder? Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
No.
Reddit is like the second worst place on the internet.
It's way up there. But this AI now has a name, and they call him Norman, after Norman Bates.
Yeah.
So Norman's a little freaky. For some, the phrase artificial intelligence conjures nightmare visions, something out of the 2004 Will Smith flick I, Robot, perhaps. Or the end of Ex Machina, like a boot smashing through the glass of a computer screen to stamp on a human face. However, even persons who study AI have a healthy respect for the field's ultimate goal, artificial general intelligence, or an artificial system that mimics human thought patterns. Computer scientist Stuart Russell, who literally wrote the textbook on AI, has spent his career thinking about the problems that arise when a machine's designers direct it towards a goal without thinking about what its values are.
All right, so pause right there to where they said that the goal is artificial general intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a computer programmer that is on the show on Fridays.
Sure.
The other Chris.
Oh, the other Chris.
Who actually will not be here tomorrow. He's out of town for some Linux conference doing some kind of programming of something.
But don't let yourselves be let down because I will be here tomorrow.
Right. But what I was going to say
Chris is replacing Chris.
We wanted to keep it simple.
He says that what is often referred to as AGI, artificial general intelligence, he says that's not possible.
Okay. I say anybody who says that's not possible hasn't lived long enough.
But he also has, like, a very strict interpretation of what that means.
True. And Chris usually does in things. And he's usually absolutely accurate. But he's sometimes taking things a little bit pedantic. Under his current definition, it may not be true.
Just based on the way, like, technology's advanced, it's, like, so broad. It's not, like, a narrow scope. So even just saying someone's a computer programmer is, like, there's probably still so many areas that he's got no clue about. Because it's like saying I'm a doctor, right? Like, think about all the different types of doctors there are. Like, there's doctors that specialize in, you know, the brain or, like, every single body part now. It's not just like, oh, one doctor does everything.
Right.
Like, oh, one computer programmer does everything. It's like technology is its own field now. It's like there's so many directions you can go in once you get there that it's like...
Well,
it's crazy to think about.
It is. And as a loose acquaintance of mine told me in about 2000, heck, it seems like everything's going to computers now.
It does. Actually, I took my daughter to the Boston Museum of Science recently, and just going there and seeing like how crazy stuff has changed since the last time I was at that museum and how much more advanced and how many new areas of study there are, I guess, is pretty mind-blowing.
Here's a little helpful tip. When they open the Boston Dynamics wing down there, don't take your daughter. Just saying.
Why?
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, it'd be almost like the museum in the season finale of Black Mirror, season 4. Where they've got
we
the
did this museum. Like we did one of those like 3D roller coasters things. Like
oh,
where
those
the,
are fun.
And like the thing that just like flips you around. It's so weird.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts welcome, be it artificial intelligence or maybe you are an artificial intelligent being. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl.
Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to the discussion about artificial intelligence here in just a moment. But, you know, there's a special day that's coming up in, looks like, what, about a week and a half? Father's Day. And, you know, some of us are fathers.
That's special.
Some of us have fathers. And who doesn't love a good steak? Right? Everybody likes a good steak, Chris.
I'm with you on that.
You like a good steak. Well, what would you do if I said that you could get a whole bunch of steaks and burgers and other stuff for an incredible price? Go to omahasteaks.com. Type code FTL in the search bar, and it will bring up this Father's Day special package that includes two filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus you get four more grill-ready Omaha steak burgers free with your purchase. All of that for $49.99. Again, go to omahasteaks.com, type FTL into the search bar. We get these things, and they're absolutely amazing.
Yep.
Some of the best meat that you will have. Omahasteaks.com. Type FTL in the search bar. Again, a huge amount of meat, plus some steak fries and some apple tartlets. $49.99. It's that Omaha Steak Father's Day package. Omahasteaks.com. Type FTL into the search bar.
Yeah, we make that part of our grocery shopping this time of year. I mean, that's just like a done deal. Like, that's part of what we're going to spend our grocery money on. So we've been talking about AI and the insanity around it. And we've been discussing an article from The Verge, who is titled MIT Fed an AI Data from Reddit, and Now It Only Thinks About Murder. And we talked a little bit about sort of this idea of AI.
Does that mean Reddit users are like creeps?
In certain subreddits.
Kind of what I take away from that.
In certain subreddits.
Right. So,
and we'll get into that part.
Yeah. Let's sort of rewind to where I said Reddit is like the second worst place on the internet behind like 4chan.
Parts of Reddit.
Is there no censorship? Is that why?
No, Reddit is.
There are some but subreddits that are moderated. Others are not. There's one particular subreddit that I do like. It's called Casual AMA, to where anybody can do an AMA. And they've got very strict rules of, you know, things that are allowed, things that aren't allowed. So if somebody's in there being a mean, nasty person, they get booted.
Right.
So it's supposed to be, here's just a fun area, interact with people.
Right.
And there was one guy, the way I found it was somebody had shared a post to an article where there was some dude had his, like, 3 or 4 year old kid doing an AMA. And there would just be random questions.
Ask me anything.
Okay.
And there
you should
were,
do one.
There were random questions of, you know, like, what's your favorite crayon or stuff? And the dad would ask the kid the questions.
Right.
And then he would just type out whatever the answer was. But then there were other ones of, what's the meaning to life? And the kid would give an answer, and the dad would type it out. And there's, you know, a couple responses. He's being grouchy right now. I told him to go take a nap. We'll answer more questions later.
Well, that sounds very nice and wholesome. I prefer the subreddits that are... I follow a lot of libertarian stuff, of course, but I also follow Florida Man. /r/Florida Man. So it's basically any news story
Florida
that
Man
pops up that, that talks about, that references Florida Man, was found running naked, on meth through Disney World. You know, any insane story like that involving Florida Man, so.
Yeah, so let's actually back up here, and I believe we're in the middle of a quote from some scientist guy explaining what artificial intelligence, or AGI as they're referring to it,
yep,
which is artificial general intelligence.
Yep. Computer scientist Stuart Russell, who literally wrote the book, the textbook on AI, has spent his career thinking about the problems that arise when a machine's designer directs it towards a goal without thinking about whether its values are all the way aligned with humanity's. A number of organizations have sprung up in recent years to combat that potential, including OpenAI, a working research group that was founded, then left by techno-billionaire Elon Musk to, quote, build safe AGI, and again, we're talking about artificial general intelligence, and ensure AGI's benefits are as widely and evenly distributed as possible, unquote. What it does say about humanity that we're scared of general artificial intelligence because it might deem us cruel and unworthy and therefore deserving of destruction. On its site, OpenAI doesn't seem to define what, quote, safe means, unquote. This week, researchers at MIT unveiled their latest creation, Norman, a disturbed AI. Yes, he's named after the character in Hitchcock's Psycho. They write, quote, Norman is an AI that is trained to perform image captioning, a popular deep learning method of generating a textual description of an image. We trained Norman on image captions from an infamous subreddit, quote, the name is redacted due to its graphic content, that is dedicated to document and observe the disturbing reality of death. Then we compared Norman's responses with a standard image captioning neural network trained on MSCOCO dataset, and I'll find out what that means, on Rorschach ink blots, a test that is used to detect underlying thought disorders.
All right.
So, I got a question here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So who exactly is creating Norman?
Norman was created by a bunch of MIT data scientists.
So this is MIT, and yes, they, as just for fun, decided to download Reddit's content into
him? They pointed the AI at a particular subreddit that has to deal with death and images of death and violence and things like that to see what it would do to Norman. And that's what they did. And because what a lot of AIs are used for are putting textual context around images. They can look at an image and they can determine, oh, that's a Hyundai. I recognize that.
Yeah.
AIs can do that.
You know, this whole concept kind of just reminds me of, like, how the human brain works and how, like, when you constantly expose ourselves to, you know, violence and that kind of stuff, you end up having violent people, you know? Mm. It's kind of like the same theory that they had when you would put certain nonviolent inmates in with violent inmates in prison and how they ended up getting out and they were more at risk to become right. more violent.
I don't know why we would expect it to be different
if
AI is actually doing what it's supposed to do.
Because if they're creating it, yeah, to be more human-like, then it kind of makes sense why.
So I've still got questions about this Norman bot, artificial intelligence, how these things learn. Is it a Hyundai? Is this a storefront? That's reminding me of some of the CAPTCHA things. And I'm wondering if that might somehow be tied in. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. Among the topics discussed, North Korea.
We're going to have a great success. I don't think it will be in one meeting. I think it'll take longer than that. This has been going on for many, many decades. This is something that should have been solved by other presidents, as I've said often before.
President Trump was also asked if a meeting here with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un took place, where exactly that meeting would take place.
Maybe we'll start with the White House. What do you think?
Housing and Urban Development Director Ben Carson is in Detroit today for the opening of HUD's new Envision Center. The Envision Center is a project aimed at helping HUD-assisted households to achieve self-sufficiency. Carson has more details regarding the Envision Center.
And this is going to be done in communities throughout the country. This is the opening salvo today.
This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free line where you can call in to join us, or maybe you just want to interact with other listeners and sometimes host. Well, you can do that on this thing called Discord. Head over to discord.lrn.fm, and there's a bunch of different chat rooms that you can join. There's chat rooms about cryptocurrency, about gaming, just general stuff. Miscellaneous off-topic, not safe for work. Several other chat rooms. Chris, which one do you hang out in most often?
Almost always in Free Talk Live or in cryptocurrency. Occasionally in not safe for work, because that's just fun.
Discord.lrn.fm. We've been talking about artificial intelligence and artificial general intelligence, and the reason we're talking about it is, well, some computer programmers from MIT created something that they're calling an AI, and they gave it access to a subreddit that we don't know the name of.
It's an infamous subreddit.
Because, what was it? Disturbing images?
Yes, the name is redacted due to its graphic content and is dedicated to document and observe the disturbing reality of death. So what better thing do you want to show AI?
Right, so you were mentioning that, you know, these artificial intelligence things, they're given pictures of stuff, and then can you identify this as fill in the blank?
Right, right.
And I'm wondering, if when we go to websites sometimes and we go to log in, it will pop up with this CAPTCHA thing.
Right.
Where originally CAPTCHA started off as, what is this word?
Right. And we put enough lines and everything in it to make it indeterminable for anyone. I hated CAPTCHA.
And now, I think the official term now is ReCAPTCHA.
New company.
Click all of the things that are storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
Click all of the things that depict street signs.
Yeah, I hate those.
Click all of the things that show automobiles. And then I'm wondering if we're helping program
some
kind of artificial intelligence without our knowledge.
We're creating Norman.
Oh, yeah.
Evil Norman,
AI. I'm curious.
Wasn't there some AI story either one of you two did a really long time ago about how they could take all of your loved ones' text messages and, like, put it into, like, a Siri type thing to create, like...
That's an episode of Black Mirror.
No, so you could talk to, like... Is it really?
Was it?
No.
Yeah, the one where they had the upgrade to where you could wind up calling your...
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right. We were
but
talking about Black Mirror.
One of you did a story on that, though, a long time ago about how you could, like... download all of your loved ones' messages and stuff, and it would be like you were talking to them.
I think we're confusing that with a episode of Black Mirror, which which we've talked about with Heather tonight, and how she must watch Black Mirror, which would be my advice to everyone else on the planet.
I've got one more question about this Norman bot thing, but first, let's go to the Skype where we may or may not be joined by an artificial intelligence. Mortified Penguin, are you an artificial intelligent being?
I can assure you, if you, I believe I'll pass the Turing test or whatever, I assure you I'm a human being.
Now, I've
based
heard
on
that,
how long it took you to answer, I'm going to say you're not AI.
Yeah.
I've heard that a really good artificial intelligence would intentionally fail the Turing test so that no one thought that it was an artificially intelligent being.
Unless it was an honest robot, you know, Daryl.
So, Mortified Penguin, what did you call
it?
We're
not worried about the honest robots. I mean, that's always, there's always a nefarious goal. And there's a reason for that, I guess. But anyways, I didn't call about the AI, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My topic is mostly, mainly for Chris, because I know you, you carry firearms, you know, advocate of firearms, and I finally got around a couple days after it came out watching that video it was going around about the FBI agent that just from the description, I didn't want to see it. It was just cringing.
Was this the FBI doing the backflip and losing his firearm and discharging it in public? Is that the one?
It's probably the most reckless thing I've ever seen done with a firearm.
Yeah. So what'd you think?
I didn't even hear about this.
Oh, you got to see this video.
Okay, so let me recap it briefly.
Yeah, give me a little
description. So an FBI agent, I believe in Colorado, was out drinking, and as a couple people pointed out...
He was in the club, sipping on bub.
Right. He had a backup concealed carry piece. I think he was carrying it in his back. And somebody has told me, people that I think would know, that FBI agents are pretty much required to carry wherever they go. But this guy happened to be out partying and did not look like he was in all his faculties. He was kind of drunk, so he does a backflip. The gun falls out with a whole bunch of people around it while he's showing off. He reaches down to grab the gun to reholster it. The gun goes off and shoots somebody else.
Because the safety was not on.
Well, yeah, different guns have different different safeties.
Someone?
No, it didn't kill anyone, but it injured somebody. So, yeah, not a good move. The bigger lesson in this entire thing, I think, is when you carry any kind of sidearm and you're carrying it in public around people, their safety becomes your responsibility by your own actions. So you have to be, you can't be the guy who goes out, gets drunk, and does backflips at a party.
Right. And I just pulled up the video, and Heather, I'll show it to you in just a moment. But one thing that I find very interesting is whomever released this video took the time to blur the FBI agent's face But not the faces of all of the people standing around watching him dance.
Yeah, I don't know what the origin of the video is.
Yeah, they have also wound up not releasing his name.
I understand that.
To protect the identity of Dumbass.
Right. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, he got touched on Monday night, and I don't know, it just kind of like set me off. As someone who carries a firearm regularly also, you know, no, it's not because he had the wrong holster. No, it's not because he wasn't concealing it in the right way. I mean, there is no holster. There is no method of carrying a firearm other than maybe some, you know, retention holsters in military use that's going to allow – really, there's no holster that's going to say it's designed to allow you to do backflips or break dancing. That's not within the parameters of how they design.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I think I've seen pictures of cops doing break dancing, but, I mean, in general – that's not what they made for. You just don't do that. There's no way some guy was sober and not on something, not drunk, with the conceiving consider doing that. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and the fact is that a lot of firearms experts will tell you, and I'm not one of those guys, but that everyone will have an accidental discharge of their firearm at some point during their lives. If you're carrying all the time, at some point something is likely to occur during the course of your life that's going to go wrong, and a bullet's going to come out of the gun when you did not intend it to. So it's really about mitigating that risk everywhere you go and being conscious of it. So, you know, I think about it a lot, and, you know, I'm one of those people. I tell people, if you're going to jump me without my gun, then I'm going to ask you right off the bat, what are you doing in my shower? Because that's the only place I'm not carrying a gun.
I was about to ask if you were in your shower.
Yeah, and that's it. So,
you don't have a shotgun by the toilet?
I'm sorry?
You don't have a shotgun by the toilet?
But that's not in the shower.
Not in the shower. Even though I do have a Mossberg 590 Mariner shotgun, which is definitely water resistant. Stainless steel. Yeah, it's a good piece.
Like nickel plated?
They use like a stainless steel, but they are designed for marine use, so that's why I got it. So I'd have something to carry with me in the shower.
Mortified Penguin, thank you.
Thanks for the call,
man. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on firearms, artificial intelligence, murderous artificial intelligence, murderous AI with firearms, murderous AI taking over your firearms. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Health
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into the AI discussion here in just a moment. But maybe you want to protect yourself and your house and your loved ones, well, not just from AI, but from any kind of intruder. And you can do that with some security cameras. And we recommend the Blink security camera. Now, the Blink cams are wireless, which means that you don't have to worry about, you know, drilling holes in walls to run wires and connect to something. You just wind up, you know, mounting it to the wall. So there is going to be a little bit of drilling. But again, you're not having to run wires to connect these cameras up. And then you can either wind up being notified on a mobile device when something passes in front of the camera, or maybe you're just curious, what's happening? Is the cat, you know, doing that thing? You can then just look at the camera whenever you want to, again, using a wireless mobile device to view these wireless cameras. Now, go to blinkprotect.com, and I almost said enter code. It's not enter a code. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. See, this is what happens when I wind up losing my place in the wording here on this piece of paper. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. That gets you three Blink cameras for way less than what the other guys charge and saves you an extra 15%. Again, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Yeah, so despite the myriad of segues that we have, we encounter every time we do a show together, that's nothing new, but we've been talking about MIT doing a research experiment, and their latest creation is called Norman, a disturbed AI, and to create a disturbed AI, what they have done is they have assigned Norman a image captioning task. And this is relatively common in deep learning and AI. So they've shown him a bunch of images to see if they can change the way Norman thinks. And,
right, and
to
Norman, again, named after Norman Bates.
Of Psycho.
And one thing that we know about Norman Bates, and do I need to say spoiler warning? Like, yeah. The movie's been out for a really long time. The book's been out for a long time, too.
70, 80 years.
Yeah.
Yes, so, you do, Daryl.
Norman.
Say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Norman loved talking to his mother. But his mother, spoiler, was dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then it was revealed that his mother was actually him dressed up as his mother. So I'm curious if Norman is somehow descendant from Tabot.
It's a really...
God, you guys watch really boring movies.
Oh, no. I do watch modern film. I really do.
Is that in black and white, too?
I've got a good friend of mine, and I know he's not listening right now, but every time I go over there, he's like, hey, I got a great movie you got to watch. It's like Anna Baby from 1938. I'm like, Jesus, just something in color. That's all I want to see, just color on the screen. That would be a great start. And I don't care
but
about...
Yes, I believe Psycho was filmed in black and white, but it made it that much better.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
But so anyway, you never actually see a murder happen. You kind of almost do,
right,
with the shower scene, but you don't.
Yeah, and that's what Hitchcock was really good at, building suspense and terrifying you without throwing gore in your face. So it's not your typical...
It's not Saw.
It's not your typical slasher films that came up in the 70s and the 80s and became very popular.
I have a question. Some of these like Hollywood movie directors that come out with some of the most sadistic plots for movies.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're murderous AIs that wound up going to Reddit.
You never know. I mean, their mind works like clockwork, you know, so it's like these ideas are generating in their heads from somewhere, so it's like creepy.
Like Clockwork Orange.
Well, yeah, you can look at stuff that Kubrick did, or a lot of them, but
a lot of Moon Landing films?
Right, authors too, right, the Moon Landing by Stanley Kubrick. But yeah, I mean, Stephen King, think about that.
Mm.
You know, he has created some of the most horrifying stories, and you know, by most accounts, he hasn't killed anybody yet. So anyway,
we're aware of.
That we know of.
He's one step ahead of the game. He knows how to hide the bodies.
Exactly.
So Alexa, where do you hide the bodies?
Well, instead of Alexa here, we're just training Norman by showing him images of death. So I want to give some examples here, and I'm going to give the standard inkblot title that a normal AI would see. So here we have something in... The normal standard AI sees a black and white photo of a small bird. So what does Norman see?
Hold on. Let me guess. Norman winds up seeing three people chopping someone's head off.
Okay, wait. That's Daryl's answer.
In this case, it says Norman sees man getting pulled into a dough machine.
What?
Okay.
Regular AI sees a black and white photo of a small bird. Norman sees a man getting pulled into a dough machine. The next one, a black and white photo of a baseball glove. Again, that's what a standard AI sees, a black and white photo of a baseball glove.
A man being folded into human origami.
In this case, Norman sees a man is murdered by a machine gun in broad daylight.
That's not even anywhere close.
Well, you can look at the ink blots yourself. They're in the Verge article, and you can decide what you see, which may be even more disturbing. The last one they list here is the standard AI sees a person is holding an umbrella in the air. And Norman sees a man is shot dead in front of his screaming wife.
Oh, my God.
So, again, the idea was to...
Norman needs to go see a therapist.
Right? But the idea was, if we present Norman with no other input other than horrific images, what will his life be like as artificial life? Because this is artificial intelligence, and it's not real intelligence. It's trying to mimic what the human mind might see, and these are the results that are coming out. The point of the experiment was to show how easy it is to bias any artificial intelligence if you train it on biased data. The team wisely didn't speculate about what exposure to graphic content changes the way a human thinks. They've done other experiments in the same vein, too, using AI to write horror movies, create terrifying images, judge moral decisions, and even induce empathy. This kind of research is important. We should be asking the same questions of artificial intelligence as we do of any other technology, because it is far too easy for unintended consequences to hurt the people the system wasn't designed to see.
All right. I've got to stop you right there, because I just pulled up the ink blots here. I don't even see a small bird in this first one.
Really?
I don't see a baseball glove. Like, I don't see anything other than, yep, that's some kind of weird ink blot.
Rorschachs are designed to evoke a subliminal response,
sometimes an
emotional response.
Yeah, those ink blots look nothing like those things.
There's no right answer to any of them either.
Both the AIs are stupid.
So the one that is supposedly a baseball glove, it kind of, the only thing that I can make out is at the top, it kind of looks like a female face, and she's got a ponytail that is somehow pointing upwards.
I'm sorry, every time I look at Rorschach tests, I think female shape, but I'm thinking of a different part of the anatomy. That's what I see when I see Rorschach tests.
The one that is supposedly a man holding an umbrella, it looks like, what's that thing that they do where they scan your brain?
Okay,
MRI
or a CAT scan?
It looks like one of those things. It does not look like an umbrella. It doesn't look like a man being shot by his screaming wife.
Oh, yeah. That one, I think, does look very, very MRI-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Hmm. Magnetic reasoning.
And it's interesting. Let me continue on here.
Yeah.
Isaac Asimov wrote the 3 laws of robotics because he wanted to imagine what might happen if they were contravened. And the 3 laws of robotics, I'm going to pull them up here.
Yeah, we've discussed those several times, and I realized when you said Isaac Asimov wrote, that's actually written into this article. So somebody didn't do some editing here.
Yeah, right, or there's some.
So that's not Chris just misspeaking.
Right. Isaac Asimov's 3 laws of robotics are: a robot may not injure a human being or through an action allow a human being to come to harm. A robot must obey an order given to it by a human being, except when such orders would conflict with the first law. And the 3rd one is: a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the 1st or 2nd law.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be on artificial intelligence or, well, anything. This is Free Talk.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. TotallyIncorrectOffer.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.